When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans.
Yo.
All right.
What is up?
I don't know if this is working or not.
I can see it on my phone. We're live.
Yeah. Sweet.
Looks like it's working.
What up, everybody?
There's zero indication on the webpage that says that we're going. So
that's what happens.
Yeah, Rumble's got to fix that shit, dude.
Yeah.
Come on,
I'm
Rumble.
Looking, I'm like, is this working right now?
Okay, we're good.
We got it up on the phone. It's working. It's going. It's
good deal, man. First time. Live on Rumble.
It's the first time we've ever been live on Rumble, yeah.
I think for Last Americans.
We did try when we were Pardon My American a couple times, like, years ago.
Yeah.
Well, we did the dual stream. We had, like, some...
Oh, yeah.
We tried it, and then it got all wonky, dude.
Yeah, messy. It did.
Yeah, well, shit. Mm. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Happy debate eve.
The eve of the debates. I like the way you said it better, Greg. I like the way you said it better, I gotta be honest with you.
What?
The eve of the debates.
Eve of the debates, yeah.
Yes, the big day. I honestly got off work a little early today, and for some reason my brain said today's the debate, and I was like, shit.
Oh.
Dang, dude, you're probably like way let down, huh?
No, it's the NBA draft today, so I was like, I guess I'm not watching the debates. You know what I'm saying? That's where I was at with it. No,
I think these debates are actually going to be watched by a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, so were the 2020 ones, weren't they?
Yeah, they were.
That's
true.
They're
pretty heavily watched. Yeah.
I think this one. Do you think this one will be more than 2020?
Yeah, I do think so, because Trump has not debated anybody yet. Neither has Biden.
Yeah.
And so they've been kind of like in this stalemate, kind of like, hey, we're going to wait until we get in the same. But I mean, let's be honest. When they debated last, it was a little underwhelming. Like the first debate, Trump came out like hot and heavy. He was just like interrupting Biden every time
True.
What I mean? So I don't know what to expect, dude, honestly.
I saved a clip from the last one where Biden was like, the economy is in shambles, number two. And then Trump starts like interrupting. And then he just goes, number three. And then Trump stops what he's saying. He goes, you were on two.
Dude, let's watch that. Let's watch it right now.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, it's always good to refresh yourself of like,
like what he didn't know what the fuck was going on back then. I can only imagine what it's going to be like now.
It's been a long time since I've actually watched any clips from this debate.
Yeah, watch this shit. It's fucking hilarious.
Oh, man. Manufacturing went in a hole.
Excuse me,
one.
Chris. Wait.
Number two.
Chris.
Number three.
They said it would take. No, you're number two.
No.
Chris.
So smooth,
Chris,
bro.
They said it.
Like, Trump didn't miss a fucking beat.
No, man. The dude, like, had that in the chamber for, like, ever. He's like, he's gonna count at some point, and he's gonna fuck that count up. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just gonna point straight to him.
Like, five.
Biden didn't
wait a second.
Biden didn't even try to say anything after number two. He just went, number two, number three.
Yeah.
Like, he just started, he just started counting.
That was like a Bush moment, dude. He just... Fool me once. You know what's funny is looking at the photo of this, just because it's been a while. You know what I'm saying? This was, what, 4 years ago, man, basically, right? I mean,
yes.
Yeah.
You know, Biden just looks older than I remember then.
Then?
Because I knew he was old. We knew that he was having troubles and he was old. But, like, he's really old looking, even then.
That's true.
And I don't remember at the time thinking, because now I look at him, I'm like, man, what a withered piece of shit. You know what I'm saying?
But, dude, we were talking about like how he might die at the inauguration.
That's
like,
true, we were.
We were saying like he's so fucking frail. He's like bumbling his speeches.
Well,
he's biting Jill's finger.
The
oh,
finger,
yeah, bro. He did bite the finger.
Yeah,
yeah, the finger nip, dude.
Oh, God.
He was, he was just catching the hangnail, bro. Come on. He was helping his wife out, for God's sake. No, I'm saying you look at him now and you look at the gaffes that have come out in the past couple years, right?
Yeah.
The whole thing. And you look at him, you're like, man, he is really in bad shape. And I guess I just think of 4 years for a man that age is a lot of years for a guy that's already old. And
oh, yeah. Yes, dude. Well, yeah. Think about it. Like, 4 years mm-hmm. at the beginning of your life and 4 years at the end of your life are drastic, bro.
Oh, like, yeah. Completely different.
A lot of fucking
different.
Shit can go.
Completely different. Go,
yeah, like, you're going to be, like, changing, like, for the better or the tail end for
it's
the worse.
It's never.
You know?
When you're that age... Like, 4 years is never for the better. You don't get better.
No. In the beginning, like, when you're young, the 4 years, like, chasm.
Well, yeah. But once you get to, you're like, what? Your mid-30s to early 40s, there isn't much, like, unless you're, like, very exactly. stringent on taking care of yourself,
yeah.
There isn't much just naturally getting better after that.
Well, dude, think about your birthday. It's like once you hit your 21st birthday, there's no real celebration until you hit like 30, 40. You
it's
know
just
what I mean?
every 10 years.
Yeah,
you know,
it comes a decade yeah. celebration.
I feel like 40 is that point where just from kind of watching videos, there's a lot of people that claim that when they turn 40, they look at themselves in the mirror and they start not recognizing themselves as much. You know what I'm saying? Like they just notice like,
yeah.
oh man, I'm losing my hair more. I got more wrinkles. I'm getting a little bit of gray.
Yeah.
And
the midlife crisis takes
yeah,
over, bro.
Man, it is. But yeah. he's, I mean, think about his midlife crisis with 40 years ago. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
That's a wild thought. And you know what's even crazier is I was watching Rogan today and they were talking about George W. Bush, right? And he had that comedian on who's, I can't remember his name, but he's actually a pretty funny dude. He's the one that does Trump impressions and shit like that. But they were talking about Bush. And they looked up Bush because they were talking about his age. Bush is younger than both Trump and Joe Biden. And he was president,
yeah,
what, 20 years ago? 20 plus years ago? It's wild
yeah,
to think
dude.
About, bro.
Well, I mean, think about how young George Bush Jr. was when he was president.
Yeah.
He was only like 40-something.
Yeah, you're right. But I'm just saying we're so used to like older presidents. You know what I'm saying? And even Obama, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't as old, obviously, but he had like an old demeanor about him. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like,
Obama was the youngest president we've had since Kennedy.
Yeah, I think you're right. But he had an old, I don't want to say an old soul, because okay. I feel like that's a positive thing. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he has gray hair now. So, I mean, he definitely got older.
He
got stressed, you know?
He withered pretty hard in office.
But
man.
Black don't crack, dude. I mean, come on now. He still looks good.
I think
Obama
everyone
still
does,
looks
though. I think in the first 4 years, I think Trump is the only one that I can remember that didn't look significantly older when he was done.
That's true. I believe that too. But to be fair,
you know
to
what,
Obama,
though? He is.
He does look older now. Like you look at him now compared to in like 16.
I'm still
he
impressed.
Definitely looks older now.
Hey, I'm not like a complete homer, but I'm still impressed because not only did he have 4 years of presidency, but he's also had 4 years of fucking
court
cases,
battles, yeah.
Accusations, and that can mm-hmm. actually probably be more damaging. But I was gonna say Obama, I think, is holding up decently because he's got a good gym partner in his husband. You know what I'm saying? Like she really pushes him at the gym. Big Mike.
Yeah,
true.
You know what I'm saying?
Deadlifts, stretching. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like
pushes him.
Hit
with
me with the big one. Come on, Mike.
Pushes him with her dick.
With the dick.
He just lets that
pushes
dangle,
him through.
Dangle as he's trying to bench press.
Well, what's that called? Like when you like push through, like with the knife or the sword? Like I'm gonna push him through.
Oh yeah,
with my dick.
Yeah.
I was thinking more of like, what's your personal best? He's like one Big Mike dick, dude. You know what I'm saying? Like you can
whoa,
make
whoa,
him
whoa.
With one.
We got our first Rumble rant.
Oh, wow.
$10, Ashley.
Oh, we got two.
Ash 23. Yeah,
damn,
$10.
Cool,
I'm happy y'all going live on Rumble. YouTube can suck it. I don't know if that's Ashley, but Ash 23. Yeah.
Ash 23.
Then Banyan.
Oh, thank you. Banyan, $5. 30 viewers already. Rumble is working.
I know, right? It beats the normal 17 viewers on YouTube.
YouTube has just been, I've been the one of the three that's like, you know, YouTube maybe there's a chance. And you guys have been adamant. You're right, man. YouTube's just, it's a tough sell, dude, anymore.
Well, I mean, I think this type of content isn't the best
it's
for
not,
YouTube.
It
so.
Is not.
Nah.
You see that thing where Tim Pool was talking, and it's not just him, it was all over the papers and stuff, but he was one of the main guys in the newspaper about it, that the YouTube was reaching out to content creators that were going to live stream the debates. And they were telling them that CNN will like file suit, basically, that they're using copyright stuff.
Like, how could they do that, though? Because CNN is like a public... You know, utility almost. It's like news.
Now, there's a couple ways to look at it. I don't know, you know, how accurate it is, but they were reaching out to certain platforms, letting them know that they said that basically they were allowed, people were allowed to use their footage of the debates for 3 minutes at a time after the debates are over.
Oh, three minutes at a time, huh?
Yeah, so 3 minute increments, which is like what they.
Where's that Trump meme when you did?
Yeah.
That Trump meme when he makes the face. Yeah. 3 minutes.
It sounds like they're trying to, like, you know, they want to have full control of it. Now, maybe it's just for ad revenue, right? Because this is a CNN thing. You know what I'm saying? So maybe they're trying to
No, they don't want other, like, conservative voices talking about how wrong Biden is during the debate.
No, I agree with you on that one. I'm just looking at it from, you know, what possibilities are there that they would do this? Now, Elon came out and said that he said, like, basically, fuck them. Like, fuck him.
Oh, like, stream whatever you want.
Yeah, he's not going to point it down. And he just said, you know, based off the what is it, the right to, I can't think of the name off the top, but he's just saying you have the right to, especially with the president speaking and the former president speaking, we have the right to view it and criticize it in real time. So,
yeah, it's like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, all that stuff, right? Yeah.
Freedom of, what's that called, man? I can't, I'm
freedom of information?
No, not freedom
of information.
Freedom of, I don't know. I can't remember,
dude. I'm brain farting the damn thing right now. Anyways. I'm excited for it, man. I'm excited for it. And I think it's going to go down in two ways. It's going to be extremely boring. Okay? They're going to make it so boring and so dumb that it's going to be almost unbearable to watch. I think that's very possible. No?
Or it could be. Go like this. Chris, I think you have a snapshot of, like, here's a preview of the first debate. So I think, I mean, it's like a 3-second preview. I think this is what it's going to really be, dude.
Yeah,
like,
honestly, this is pretty much what's going to happen, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, it sums it up right here. Joe Biden's going to be walking up on stage, and then kapow!
Oh, shit.
He's going to get the elbow from Big Don.
I actually really like that video. I got to be honest with you, man. That's well done. I love the WWF fucking.
Oh, my God!
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, dude.
I love most how the Secret Service in the background just doesn't move. I know it's a still frame. I'm not saying.
Now, we're not promoting violence. That's probably not going to happen.
No, but is it really violence if it's president on president? You know what I'm saying? Like, is that true. Acceptable?
But I don't know if it'll be boring. It might be boring.
It could be.
It's going to be. I think it might get hard to watch when Biden is talking uninterrupted.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be amazing.
Yeah, dude, that's the thing, dude, because they have these buttons that's going to mute the other mic.
Yeah.
And if your microphone is green, then that means it's your turn to talk and all this stuff. And so, like,
first crack on.
I saved a nice.
You fucking stole it. God.
Sorry, guys. What?
I got the first
crack on Rumble, bitch. I snuck it right
out.
Well, I'm listening.
I mean, you could go backwards. Go back and look at the part of my
rewinds
America,
and deletes.
You probably would have cracked a can or two back then.
I'm gonna edit that.
Greg, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was just trying to crack a can, man. What's up?
Dude, so go to the video that I saved, Chris, of the button, the one below the video that you saved. You know what I mean? So it says, wait, what? But this is a nice kind of compilation. It shows you on CNN how the microphones are actually going to work. So when Joe Biden is talking, you'll hear some weird things come out of Trump's mouth. It's weird.
Okay.
It's interesting.
If we go behind the podiums, you can see two green lights. When they're on, they signal to the candidate his microphone is on. When the green lights are off, they signal to the candidate his microphone is off. And so let's say I'm answering a question. My light is green and I'm speaking. Phil's microphone is off and his green lights are not illuminated. He's going to interrupt me as I'm speaking, and this is what it will sound like.
CNN sucks, and Joe Biden has dementia. Fuck Joe Biden and fuck CNN. Let's try this.
There we go.
My microphone is now on. Victor's microphone is off, and he's going to interrupt me.
Fuck Joe Biden. Fuck the Democrats. CNN. Trump 2024, bitches.
Fuck them all.
Let's go.
CNN's production team has shared.
See?
Here's the problem.
Very interesting,
right? That's pretty much how it's going to work. I mean,
yeah.
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 Yeah, I get you. Yeah, I get you. Trump is loud, bro.
That's true. He has a voice that carries.
I would love it. And I would fucking love it.
Like, dude, it didn't work?
No, if he just, when it shuts off, he just walks over to his microphone and just pushes him
off.
Oh, my God. Just like
he
did at the fucking UN or whatever. He just kind of moved everybody. He's like, listen, I'm not done. I'm not done, Joe. You stand right there, Joe. You know what I'm saying? Just totally humiliate the fucking guy.
Yeah.
Because what's Biden going to do? He's going to push him and fall over, bro. Like, a show of dominance. I want to see big testicles in this fucking, you know what I mean?
Dude, what if they do that thing where, like, the guitar player comes over, starts singing in the same mic as the lead singer? Yeah. And they're like sharing the microphone. He's like, I tell you, I'm going to be doing this and you're going to be.
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
Like spitting in each other's faces.
Why wouldn't he? What's stopping him? What's stopping him?
The torso, the upper torso of Biden would fall over and they'd see the robot.
Oh, maybe. But what's stopping him from moving? Do they say you can't move?
I think they are sitting, right?
They're supposed to be sitting.
No, they're going to be standing up, bro.
They said initially that it was going to be a sit-down debate.
They did say that. So yeah. I don't know if
but
they're going to be.
But based off of this.
They weren't sitting down on that.
No, they aren't.
It's funny to me that CNN put out this video to explain to all these moronic Americans how green lights work and how mics are muted.
Green light.
Dude, that's
means
how dumb we've become.
No,
like, does not stop. Does nobody understand how like that you can turn a mic on and off? Do we have to have a video explaining when the green lights are on, your mic is on and you can talk now? When the green light is off, that means the mic has been muted.
But you can hear the guy.
Well, where does the green light go at night?
I know, man. You can hear the guy though. That's the problem. You can hear the dude.
Yeah, you can still hear him. Barely,
I can hear him over the dubbing that they put on the video. Like you could hear him back there.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like they can turn the mic off, but I think you're still going to hear Trump.
He's got a hot mic. And listen, here's the other benefit to Joe Biden. Joe Biden sometimes
he mumbles.
So they have to crank that mic up, bro. I think it's gonna be hot as fuck, bro. He's gonna be like, hey, I'm not done over here.
I think he'll be fine there. I think he's gonna be so cracked out that he's gonna be amped when he gets on stage. Well, he's gonna be dancing around like AOC.
Why can't Trump bring like a megaphone and just be like,
hey, I wasn't done. You turned off my mic. So I'm going to.
That is guaranteed 1 million more votes. You know what I'm saying? I'll put it right now. A million more votes if he brings out a fucking, you know, it's like humming.
Yeah, and
it'll
be
microphone.
Like, you can buy this on Amazon, $29.99.
It's a Trump microphone that he's promoting, right? He's like, you can get this microphone.
Megaphone.
Right, the megaphone says Trump on it, 2024.
Can you imagine? He just whips out and he goes, that's untrue.
Yeah.
Puts it back. False.
That's fake news.
I have another funny video that's like a montage that somebody put together. And it's the Dilly Meme Team. They came out with this one.
Dilly Meme Team.
Well, Simone at Tepibai, but whatever.
Where is it? That would be the first question.
It's right above the video we just watched.
Simone Etibai. That face, though.
Hello, and welcome to the first 2024 presidential debate hosted by CNN.
That looks real as fuck.
And these deepfakes are getting great.
Is my colleague Dana Bash. I'd like to set the ground rules for this debate.
The blink.
First off, Biden is allowed to speak whenever he wishes. We will have commercial breaks whenever
he's
Biden
in a bed,
so that his needs can be taken care of.
It depends.
This may or may not include naps, energy.
There's Trump's face.
Or a snack such as ice cream.
God.
Hand, Trump is not allowed to speak unless spoken to. And if he interrupts Joe speaking, we're automatically going to deduct 10 points from Trump and Dore. As the hall moderator
of
this debate, I can call it off at any moment and declare it a complete victory for Biden. Where did Trump go? He was just here.
Oh my God, there it is!
It's the fucking wrestling meme all over, dude.
Dude, I'm going to say it right now. There is not a better video of a president of the United States ever than that thing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know, right? Is there ever going to be a president that has ever jumped into WWE match?
Yeah.
No. Zero. It will never happen again. I'm just calling it out. It's not going to happen again.
This brings up a good point. Despite him having like the take my strong hand arm.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Mashed potatoes. How many times in the middle of Trump saying something are they just going to cut him off?
A lot.
Yeah, dude. That's their whole thing. Yeah, he's going to be like, okay, that's time, Trump. That's time, President Biden. We have another question for
you. And then it'll probably go like this, huh? He'll get cut off, and then Biden's going to murmur on and fucking go longer just because he can't get a fucking word out.
I actually think that's a benefit to Trump. Now, if you want to be, if you want to get real serious, the best thing Trump could do is we already know where he stands, bro. I mean, sure, there's some questions that can be asked that would be interesting to find out, but let's say he comes in juiced up, Joe Biden. He comes in, he's super juiced up. He was right for the State of the Union. He was very juiced up. But like most people pointed out, man, it took about, 40 minutes, 45 minutes, and he started to wither fast, bro.
That's true. I heard somebody say Trump should just show up to the debate late, like he shows up to everything, and then the drugs will wear off.
Yeah. Just tell him to get the postponed an hour. They're like, we just shot him up with so many drugs, he's fucked. But no,
oh, they'd probably just start it without Trump and have Biden just talk, dude. Yeah.
Oh, right.
That's probably what they'd do.
I think there's a chance that Trump lets him speak, because the more he speaks, the more tired he's going to get. If they are standing for an hour and a half, that is going to hurt Biden, because he literally cannot stand for an hour and a half.
True.
Mm-hmm. And that juice is going to wear off. It's going to wear off.
So we keep on saying juice, dude. And like, I'm like, what do you think it actually is?
It's a special breed.
And I saw this article that was like, you know, Trump's talking about Biden being juiced up, and it's he's not that far off, right? And so it was talking about how, like, some politicians, before they go out on these big stages and the debates and stuff, they'll, like, pump themselves with Botox.
Botox?
B12 shots, like, in the butt. You know what I'm saying? Like, what in the butt?
B12
in the butt.
And, like... And also the, not Ritalin, but it's the ADHD drug. Mm. What's that fucking pill that everybody takes to study?
Kids, oh,
college
Ritalin?
Kids were talking. No, not Ritalin. I just said run. This is
what's
Adderall,
the other
one? Dude.
Adderall.
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 Yeah.
I don't know if Adderall saves Biden. I don't know if that's heavy enough. I think that there's a concoction. I think they brewed something deep in the fucking in Area 51 for this man. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, it's that gold juice. He's sucking down that gold juice, I bet.
It's something. It's some
little
fucking,
kids.
It's some kind of fucking...
yeah, they definitely got some, like, shooting them up with adrenaline or fucking... like, just they just have it on a steady dose of Narcan.
Narcan.
To keep him awake.
Jesus. Oh, dude, it's the smelling salts, dude. Did you guys listen to the Joe? Yeah. Did you listen to the Joe Rogan companion?
Yeah, I watched it.
The fight?
Yeah.
And they opened up the fucking fresh bag of smelling salts?
Dude, they do it all the time, dude. And
I want to try that shit,
I know,
dude.
I actually want to get some for here, just to give us a fucking...
Woo!
Yeah, yeah. And then they dance every time now.
I've never... Is it Narcan? Just smell it?
It's
smelling
not Narcan.
Salts? What is that?
Narcan is...
It's just
no,
a... It's like
salts.
A... It's like an ammonia smell that it's like it puts your body into fight or flight. It doesn't smell good.
No,
and it doesn't feel good.
It's rough, but it makes you like it gets your adrenaline just immediate. Like, you know, you take it for a deadlift or something.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
Yeah, it's some stuff. Mm-hmm. You can take that right before the show. Instead of cracking, you just, you know, you sniff a little bit, bro. We'd be amped at least for a minute.
Have it off to the side.
Yeah, dude.
Every couple minutes or.
There's something,
but it'll stink up the entire room, bro. Yeah, like those things are powerful.
But there's something brewing, man. They got something brewing. There's no way, okay? There's no way that at his age and with everything we've seen that he's going to be able to go out there with nothing and actually perform well. And there's theories popping around about, you know, the fact that maybe they want him to lose, right? Maybe he was the sacrifice, okay? They passed what they wanted to pass. They knew that by passing those things that the Democrat would not win. They don't want to put Gavin in because they think it could be a loss and they want to save him for the next one. Who knows? Who knows? But they're going to give him something. And that Trump wanting to drug test him before and after the debate now. He wants to do it before and after. I think they should have to.
I think in the chat, yeah. I think it was Banderson said they won't let Biden be drug tested. So I don't know if they're agreed to that or not. I don't think so.
It's bullshit. We have the right to know, man. If you have to like to perform, you know what I'm saying? It's like a female, you know. If you have to take a pill to get hard, I think the woman has the right to know.
Wait, what?
You know what I'm saying?
That's
the
well,
female.
Yeah.
I'm talking like, about sex, Greg.
Yeah, like if you don't.
But you said the female has to take a pill to get hard.
No,
the female should know.
I said the female should know if you have to take a pill to get hard. I feel like they have the right to know that you can't get hard instantly. You know what I'm saying? It's just common courtesy. You know what I mean? Hey,
Well, and that stuff doesn't even work. I haven't taken it before, but
strange.
I've heard
really?
That it takes like a long time to actually take effect.
I've never had it.
So if you
dude,
know,
that'd
you're
be
gonna...
hilarious. So you think Joe Biden's going to take a boner pill before he goes up there?
No,
I'm hard for you, man. I love America so much.
Oh no!
Oh my God!
That's his crutch. He's gonna rest that against the podium to hold him up. I think that's what it is. Yeah, man.
Yeah, Joe Boner.
Joe Boner, dude.
Joe Boner.
There's actually a man.
I mean Biden.
There's a man underneath the podium just holding it, so
he doesn't
rock back
so
and forth.
So he can't fall. He just
that's actually Hunter Biden holding it.
Exactly,
so,
dude. Exactly. I don't know what to expect, man. I think, like I said, I think it could be boring. I think they could. This guy sucks. The moderator. I think in the situation with the rules and all the other bullshit, and I know they're going to cut him off and they're going to let Joe Biden speak, and you know. That Tapper is going to go after Joe or after Trump for everything, right? And he's going to softball Biden. I just know that's going to be the case. So probably it could be a slow burn, and maybe at that point Biden is better off just speaking more, and maybe that people see, because I do agree that there's going to be a lot of views. Maybe people get the chance to actually see how bad, because everybody keeps talking about these fake videos.
Oh yeah, the cheap fakes.
Cheap fakes.
Cheap.
This
fakes,
is a chance for people to see an unedited, I hope, right, hour and a half of him speaking. Mm-hmm.
Well, that is like the whole conspiracy, is that they want Biden to purposefully fail and to bumble his words. And so people will look at him, you know, and say, hey, this guy really should not be running the country. And like, wow, he was much worse than what I thought.
Yeah. Too little too late, though, in my opinion. We've gone back and forth on this, and I agree with some of the stuff I heard about this, and that's, You're not setting whoever you bring in, okay? Whoever you think that is, you know, is a person. If you think it's Gavin Newsom, if you think it's Big Mike, it doesn't matter who it is, right? You could argue that that candidate has a better shot than Joe Biden. And I would say that that's probably a fair assessment, right? Because at least they're there. You know what I mean? Yeah. But you're not giving them much time. You're not giving a good platform and enough time to actually campaign and let people know what's going on. I think if they remove somebody, I think you're going to lose. Biden supporters are going to drop a little bit, or not Democrats, I should say. You might see some that are just like so fed up with this whole process of them lying about how good he is and then just kicking him off, that you might see some people actually switch over to Trump on that matter. But what if they
once they try to remove him?
Yeah. Yeah. I think, because they've been saying that he's great, that he's good. He's fine. Yeah.
What do you guys think about, like, because I've heard people say, dude, like, Joe Biden's so sweet. He's just a sweet old man.
He's a
pervert. You know, like, yeah, he has these things where he kind of like loses his balance every now and then. But like, who doesn't? He's just a little old, but like, he has a good heart.
Oh, his heart.
He's
black.
He's in the right mind. Okay.
What are you asking? Because he's a dark soul, in my opinion. That guy's an evil man. I don't like him.
What's the most evil thing Joe Biden's done?
Just lie to the people as much as he has, man.
About what?
About the money he makes from this government.
Yeah. I think
What's more evil than selling information to other countries or using your power and literally using our tax money and getting more money in your pocket? Tell me what's more evil than that, other than just killing
everybody.
What did
he sell to other countries?
Information, I think.
Using your family to make a profit.
How what?
What information? What are we talking about?
I don't know. What information?
I'm just poking.
What information do you want him to you name it? The guy
he's a psychopath, dude. He lies about everything, even though he doesn't need to lie about things.
He lies about
where he like graduated from college, how many degrees he had.
He's lied about his son dying,
corn
bro.
Pop. Right?
He's lied about his son dying, about the way his son has died. I mean,
a cannibal ate him.
He can't even. Well, that was his pop.
Yeah, that was his uncle. Yeah.
Something. Oh, yeah, you're right.
It was something. That's what I'm saying. There's so many stories, bro.
I mean, he's a pathological liar, so I can't trust him.
No, listen,
based on that.
I'm being hyperbolic, obviously, when I say that he's the most evil person ever. Like, I think the guy is a very corrupt human being who has no business running this country. That, I think, is a fair assessment. But the thing is do you really think the Democrats at this stage, right? We're talking about an election coming up rather soon. Okay. Yeah. Do you really think at this stage they're willing to use what little they have? And that would be, let's just say it's Big Mike and Gavin. Those are the two prospects that they have. Let's just say, do you really think they want to use one of those and potentially lose? Like that would be a person that I would think they would run a full campaign against, not Trump.
Yeah, I think Gavin, they're saving for 2028.
Exactly, they are. 100% they are. And that's why I don't see them dropping in. Because even if Big Mike runs and she loses to Trump, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to go out that way? You want the Obama family name to be that the Big Mike lost to Trump? You know what I'm saying? Like, no.
Yeah.
They're comfortable. They're making money right now.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know how much. I mean, maybe. I don't know how much like Obama's are about. Like just leaving a legacy behind.
I think they are.
Jesus, dude.
I think they want that.
Black
man.
Jesus.
Yeah, you never heard of him called Black Jesus? Okay. I don't know where you've been.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, he has a legacy. He's the first black president.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Yeah.
And that will always be that way. I mean, 100, 200, 500 years, he will always be known as that, right? Regardless.
A lot of people bought into that hook, line, and sinker, like hope and change. And, you know, like a lot of people just saw that and go, well, yeah, okay, he's bringing hope and change. didn't really follow up on anything that he did, and just they're kind of, you know, not paying attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you, but I do think that a lot of people still cherish the guy, you know, for right or wrong. I think there's a lot of people that still really like Obama, right? If he was able to run right now, I think he, it makes me sick to say it, but I honestly think that he would have a pretty good shot at beating Trump. You know what I'm saying? Just, even though I know that he's a turd, like, he would. People really liked him. They did.
Yeah. Dude, I saw this interesting theory that General Flynn put out. I can't fucking find it. But he was talking about how back in, like, when JFK was assassinated, you had Lyndon B. Johnson step up, and he was the vice president, right? And so Lyndon B. Johnson became the president, and they needed a new vice president. And so when that happens, you have the House and the Senate vote on the new nominee. And then they, you know, it was like Rockefeller or somebody got in as the VP, which I never knew Rockefeller was a VP, but hey, there you go.
There you go.
But he was saying, are we going to see this situation again where if Biden gets removed or if Biden chooses another VP, because this is what it was all about. It was
that's
like,
what it is. Yeah.
You could pick a different vice president.
Yep.
And if he picked Hillary Clinton as his vice president and then he were to be removed, then Hillary comes in and then she could pick Michelle Obama to be VP.
Yeah, basically you end up switching people around however you want without actually having
musical
them voted in.
I will buy into that a whole lot more. I will buy into it. Now, I don't think it's Hillary Clinton. I just think that combination is a terrible combination.
Biden,
Yeah, she just is not like. But now think of Gavin Newsom. Here's the play for Gavin, right? You put Gavin in there. VP, right? Let's say they lose. Let's say they lose. Gavin can come back the next election and say, listen, I ran with Joe Biden. Obviously, guys, we know he died a couple years ago, and it wasn't a good fit because we know he's going to die pretty soon. It just wasn't a good fit, but, you know, you guys know me. I'm here to fucking, you know, and he doesn't really lose much from it. He could just say, I tried to help Joe Biden and it just wasn't enough at the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, it came in too late. He could say some bullshit and he could still run in 2028 and he still has a shot. You know, maybe a shot. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think Hillary's a good move at all. You put Gavin in, and Trump's or Biden's not going to make it, probably. Gavin becomes
sitting
president.
Well, so here's the deal. It's like you need somebody immediately, because we talked about this. Like, if Biden were to die right now, you would need somebody immediately who could step in and take the place with the experience, and Hillary is that.
Is she? I mean,
really? Yeah, dude.
She's been
she's been around for a long time.
Yeah, but she...
Has she really...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Been out of it though.
Yeah, no, like how out of it has she been? Like, I don't know who she talks to and all that shit.
I gotta believe that like she was not liked before and she would be more despised now. You know what I'm saying? With the fact that like they're talking about age and even Democrats, right, are saying this guy's too fucking old, and then they're gonna bring in the old bag to fucking just top it off with a cherry. I don't think so, dude. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I get it. I get the theory, but I don't know if that works, man.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't be up to the people at this point. So if it was a different VP, like if Biden dies, if Kalama Ding Ding Dong gets moved up into the president spot, the House and the Senate need to vote on a VP.
Yeah,
that's how it would work.
No one wants Kamala as president, though. The Democrats included. They're hiding her all over the place, man.
But the whole article that General Flynn brought up was like, remember the time in American history when we had a president and a vice president that nobody voted for, and that was Lyndon B. Johnson and the Rockefeller, and nobody voted for him, but they were still running the fucking country.
Well, so if they end up say after this debate, and then like he gets when's the nomination for the Democrats? That's coming up too, right?
I don't know.
Either way, say they end up removing him, that means Kamala is president.
Yeah.
Well, she'd be kind of serving as president and vice president.
No, they bring in a VP. Yeah.
So if she would bring in somebody, what if she brought in Obama? Well, she brought Michelle. In Michelle Maybe Obama Mike. As her VP.
Yeah. And then, Barack Obama be VP?
I don't know
about that.
I don't think so, I don't know. That's a weird.
Because like he can't be president again, right? So it's like if something happened to the president, he couldn't move up, right?
Yeah. I got to be honest. I think it's all fun theory, but I really just don't see it. I don't see it working at all in my head.
I don't see anything for them working.
No. I'm trying to obviously I don't support the Democratic Party. I'm trying to think of like, what could they be thinking? What is the possibility? I don't think they want Kamala in there, period. I don't think they do. But here's the problem. She is a woman of color.
Mm-hmm.
First female VP. Okay. Take it for what it is. I mean, grain of salt, right? Some people really like her, especially the younger generation. Like, I love Kamala. She's a woman of color. This is great. You know what I mean? Like, can you imagine? You don't think that would hurt the Democratic Party? If they pull the first VP woman of color out to put Hillary, the old white bag, in, you don't think that's going to piss off Democrats? Even if we know she sucks, right? We know Kamala sucks.
How would they pull Kamala out?
They could switch her out. He could run for somebody
else. She would have to resign.
I don't think so.
I don't think they can just say, no, you're done.
I don't think so. I think he can pick a new VP right now.
Well, he could, yes, but I don't think he's going to.
He
could.
They
I
give
guess,
him the juice, but and I mean, they say, you will.
I thought you were talking about if he was removed and they don't want Kamala,
no,
they would just take her and
I don't know that. At this stage in the game, and I'm sticking to it. I've been doing this for a while. I don't see it. I said a couple months ago that I think it's too late for them to bring somebody else in my opinion. But to Greg's point, when he brought up the VP thing, I agree with that. They can say we brought him in Gavin Newsom or whoever that is, right? Who's younger,
a different VP.
In case something happens to old Biden.
In case something happens.
Yeah. But I mean, bringing in a young white man as your VP is not a good look. You know what I mean? I mean, as the Democrats go, you know, that's what they're wanting. They're wanting diversity.
Yeah, but he is in California, and it's the, it's the place of diversity. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying people love him there, but I think a lot of liberals love him. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
So, what about Mayor Adams, you know? Drink the water. that's some good water right there. Tap water.
Oh, yeah.
Tap water Adams.
No, that guy's not good either, man. No. There's nobody that supports that guy even in Newark anymore.
The stuff that he's doing with migrants and stuff, I don't know. Because he kind of came out against the whole, stop doing this.
Yeah, that's true.
He did.
He did start pushing back on that.
I'm not going to give him too much props for that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's kind of like a given, bro. Like, your city's going to shambles right now. You kind of have to, because you're losing the good ones. They're like, fuck this place, man. I ain't fucking sticking around here.
Oh, dude, I got it. What VP got? Pick? John Fetterman. Get that lump. Make America lumpy again.
Wow, dude. That would
Banielson,
be
a... thanks for that $1 Rumble rant, dude.
Thank you,
what if she accepts an open Supreme Court position?
Who?
Oh, Kamala. Yeah, I think that's what General Flynn was referring to.
If she accepts a Supreme Court position, black American citizens should be freaking the fuck out. We've seen what she did with putting people in prison, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man. Let's not be stupid here. You can like her, but don't ignore the fact
Is there going to be somebody stepping down?
Sonia Mayor would be stepping down because she's getting old, and they don't want her. They don't want anything to happen when Trump is in, and they don't want Trump to have another appointee, right? So they're saying, have him step down now so we can get him in while we're still in power to do so.
But she has to step down, right? Like, she has to be willing. Unless they take her out, she has to be willing. Because think of Ruth, man. She just hung around. She was like a fucking little Klingon, that's bro. They should have had her out a long time ago. They obviously couldn't get her to do it. And she died. I think she died a long time ago before that. But either way.
Fox News rolled that freaking bean footage.
Oh, yeah,
remember?
Like a year
that
before.
Beautiful
huh?
bean footage.
Yeah, and if she actually died when they said she died and that was just in the bank, that's really sad because there was like... Hey, build it because we know it's coming.
We know it's coming any moment.
You know, right now they have a Joe Biden fucking thing in the bank ready to go.
You know what? I'm actually surprised that hasn't accidentally been put on there. Because, you're right. I guarantee they have something like that ready.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah, it's like, come on, Patriots in control. If you're in control, put out the Biden died thing. Come on, let's do this.
I mean, to be fair to them, it's not a bad decision, right? Because if you're being real and you're not trying to just be dumb and play it out, you know the man's on his last leg. You know it is the case, right? Like, he could go at any fucking time, and which they should be worried, man. If they pump him with a bunch of adrenaline or shit, there is a high chance that he has a heart attack on stage, would be fucking wild, bro.
Sophisticated doctors.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
Sophisticated doctors putting that
in. Oh, my God. He's just juiced out of his brains, and he fucking seizes up on stage.
This economy. And then he just...
Yeah. And then it shoots to Tapper, and he goes, Joe Biden wins. And then he fucking shut this guy.
But, dude, like, think about that. Yeah. Because we actually talked about this. Like, how do you publicly make it aware instantaneously, like, whoa, something fucking happened, and we all saw it, dude. Like, seeing somebody go into, like, a seizure mode is way different than just hearing it on... You're like, when you see it on, like, a story, you're like, okay, whatever. But when you see it happen, you're like, oh, fuck.
Dude. Yeah, not saying that's going to happen, but that would be fucking crazy.
Listen, guys, we got to say it. Like, I don't want...
That
would
be almost like
dying.
A JFK scenario, where it'd be like, it'd be shocking to see something like that happen.
It would be shocking. Regardless of how you feel about the man, like that, no one wants to see somebody die. No one. I don't believe that. I don't like the guy. He should be in prison. I don't want to see him die, and he should rot in prison for a while longer. You know what I'm saying? That's my take. But him like seizing up on stage would be like a hard watch for everybody. Now, the only reason I bring that up is because I'm being honest, right? Like, you can't give uppers to people who are that frail necessarily. Like, you have to probably have to dose it right. You got to give him enough to give him a boost, but you can't make his heart go too fast.
Well, you remember, was it last year's debates when everyone saw like the IV marks on his arm and stuff?
Mm. Not last year, but 2020.
Yeah. Or like, what if they're just slow dripping it? Like, he has a miniature IV bag in his fucking coat.
Could be the case.
Well, I'm going to look out for like the earpiece again too.
Sure.
Oh yeah.
People were saying he had the earpiece in. Like the wire. Remember the fucking wire coming out of his jacket?
Yeah, I do remember that shit.
You know, you look at boxing, right? And you got the guys that are in the locker room before the fight, dude. The refs come in, they check the gloves, they check the tape, they make sure there's nothing stuffed in there. I'm serious, man. We should have Trump should have a guy, and Biden should have a guy, and they should go and be able to analyze the other opponent, like a doctor on stage, check for an earpiece. Fucking make sure there's no tar behind the ear, you know, baseball reference.
Oh, yeah.
And make sure that there's not some fucking bag or some shit on him. You know what I'm saying? Like,
tar behind the ear.
Well, that's a baseball cheating reference, but you know what I'm saying? Like, the ump can come out and check to see if you got that tar.
Yeah, right? doesn't have a bag behind his nuts so he can, like, stay awake. Yeah.
Maybe pump the sack up. He like Larry Flint.
Yeah. And we all know
I want to give a shout out to Peyton Lane for giving us $20 on that Rumble. Hell yeah. Happy you guys are on Rumble. Thank you, Peyton.
Fucking long time no see, Baden.
That is awesome.
Hell yeah.
That is awesome. Thank you guys so much. It's exciting, man. You know, I'll kind of detour back to this for 1 second. Like, this is a fun thing. This is exciting, man.
Yeah.
Because you kind of get comfortable with, like, YouTube and we haven't... Yeah, it's been a while since we've even thought about Rumble, but here we are. And I think it's cool, man. I'm super happy you guys are here listening to us. I really am.
Thank you much.
Free speech. Free speech, motherfucker.
Free speech. listen, Well, let's put an odd on it, man. Why not? Let's have fun. We like to bet.
But whether he has a bag under his sack?
Well, no, we don't know that. But like, first of all, what do you think the odds that he's going to be heavily juiced? I would say 99.9.
If they don't have to do a drug test, 100%.
I think. Yeah. How are you going to tell? Like, the speed that he talks is going to be all like
how wide when he goes like this, and his eyes are real wide, and
he does
the weird fucking smile and he does the whisper thing and then he does the whisper thing. That's when you know he's fucking juiced.
Yeah. Remember that one video where he just like literally stared at the camera and did not blink and I'm going to talk to you about this bill. This bill is the best thing in the world. Let me tell you about Jill too. Jill made me a pie and I'm going to eat it tonight. Now I'm like, whoa, bro, take a breath, blink an eyeball.
I was just thinking about an old fuck. You remember David at the dentist? You remember that video?
David at the dentist?
Oh, yeah. That literally is kind of Joe Biden, dude, where he's like high on drugs and he's like,
is this real life?
Dude, wait, play. You got to
play. Is this going to last
Bring
forever?
It on. We have to, yeah.
Dude. David at the dentist? Where is that on?
Anything, bro. It's
just
like
go to X and type it in, dude. It's there.
Okay.
Guaranteed.
I'll see if I can find it.
Dude, it's one of those few videos that you could honestly say is in the Hall of Fame of fucking YouTube, I think. You know what I'm saying?
Is like this real life?
Yes, dude.
Dude, we should try to get David on the show.
That's him right there. That's the video.
Like, you know, like how often we bring you up and like how much joy you've brought to the world because you got high as a kid? You know what I mean?
I like how he put David at the dentist and David Draymond from fucking Disturbed pops in here all the time.
Dude,
why,
oh, yeah?
I don't see it.
It's not here.
What the fuck, man? There it is.
Oh, this one?
That's the gif of it.
David after dentist, dude.
David after dentist, yeah. I said David at the dentist, but after.
You guys, come on.
David after. Put after.
You guys need search skills.
No, put after.
I don't know if the video.
Put after instead of at the. That's after the dentist. Right, David after dentist. It's a fucking great. It's a gem video, dude. It's a gem
video. Just booked it.
Did you?
You guys.
Oh,
yep,
God damn.
Guys,
I'm not running shit. I typed in
what you told me to.
There it is right there. Look at this.
I've never seen this, so I don't even know what you're
talking about. You've never seen it?
I've never seen this.
This is greatness. Fucking great. Listen, this is what Joe Biden's going to feel on that day. He's going to have downs and ups and downs. This is literally Joe Biden.
Not downs as
confusion,
in
confusion, the but then excitement and then fear.
Okay.
Nothing but fear at the end.
Okay, what is...
Look at this.
Yeah, I know. How did it go?
I didn't feel anything.
Yeah?
Oh, shit.
Dude, this poor kid.
Poor kid.
I feel fine.
Dude, this is like child abuse.
No, this is normal shit. Normal doctors doing shit.
Is this real life?
Yeah, this is real life.
Okay, now I...
Joe Biden.
I have two fingers.
Good.
No, four fingers.
Four fingers?
You're on two, Joe.
Dude, this right here.
Don't put it in your
This rush right
mouth.
Here he gets is so incredible, though.
Okay.
I know.
It's so good right here.
Oh.
You feel good?
I can't see anything.
Yes, you can.
Right here.
Stay in your seat.
Oh, dead.
What was that, dude?
I don't.
Oh my God!
Dude, tell me that's not Joe Biden. When
that's
he's like,
yeah. That's what happens. That's when he yells. When he's like talks quiet and then he yells at everybody. That's what's happening.
And he has that heavy fucking breathing that when he speaks, where he's like,
yeah.
That's exactly what happens with Joe Biden. Like he'll be talking and he'll just be like.
I think I just.
And then I did it all.
No, fuck this. I just helped the Biden campaign because you know what they're gonna do. They're gonna go. Holy shit, that guy on The Last Americans, that's what we need to give Joe Biden. I totally forgot about
whatever
it.
He had.
Yeah, dude, get that gas, that laughing gas, bro. Let's just fucking pump him. That's safe. It's relatively safe, you know? It's wild, dude. Great video. That's a classic, man.
That is pretty
where you just, you can see it coming on, he's like... Yeah. Got, his dad's
Chris,
like,
I just saved the video, dude. It's you. You did the perfect impression of Biden, where you were like doing the creepy fucking smile, bending over... leaning into the mic.
Oh, God.
This is it, dude. Okay. Just play like 10 seconds of it.
Oh, man. This is a gem.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Tax break.
And people say, well, that's a giveaway. You guys, I think it's time to give ordinary people a tax break.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, look at this.
Doing fine. I mean
his mouth.
It's his eyes, bro. It's really his eyes.
Why
his
is
mouth?
This not
look at
a
his
tax
teeth.
Break for working folks?
Can you wait? Chris,
I'm gonna pause.
Can you
it
pause?
On.
Yes, pause it on his teeth. Oh, look at it right there.
God, hold on. Right.
But look at those eyes. Those eyes are dead. Those are dead eyes, bro.
There
yeah,
it
that is,
dude. That's
oh
a Joker.
My God.
That is the shot of the century, right there. He's
that's a, the that, Joker meme.
That is a fucking villain if I ever see him.
That's what it is, dude.
He's gonna do that during the bait, probably.
You think so?
Yeah, that's when he's going to get smile? When he's juiced up, he's going to be talking to Clapper and he's going to be that's what he's going to do. It's going to hit his that one like his next drip is going to hit and he's just going to go yeah. Like he's just going to go nuts.
And then everybody in the crowd his and behind the stage are like, "Oh,
there,
he's
no, there's no there's no crowd."
No, I mean his people behind stage. They're going to go, "Shit, is he going to he's doing it. Fuck, he's doing it." And then he's going to get up and they're like, "Sit down. Sit down." And he's going
and then he shits himself.
Yes, and then he and then
that's when the shit falls out of his
and then
ass.
He seizes up. That's his last fucking.
Yeah.
What was his last?
And then
words?
Nancy Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi, because she's probably going to be there. She's like, "Damn it, Terry!
Yeah,
I told you. I told you. I take accountability for this.
Maybe you should have known. Oh God, dude, it's gonna be rough. It's gonna be fucking rough, man. It's gonna be rough. This guy's a scary guy. But this picture right here, listen, I know the mouth is the given. It's the most obvious thing that you see. But if you really look at his eyes, that's
dead.
You asked him a minute ago.
Shark eyes.
You asked him a minute ago, Greg, how are you going to know? Or maybe it was Chris. How are you going to know if he's juiced? Do you see those eyes? They're dead.
It's the eyes.
And when he has a little twinkle in those eyes, that's when we know he's juiced. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When there's life in the eyes, we know that there's something else running this man at the time. And that's the juice.
Yeah, he's on
that
the juice.
Should be on a Christmas card as like a prank, like a deadly prank that you send somebody a Christmas card. Mm. Merry Christmas.
Oh God.
Joe Biden.
Let me tell you folks something. Hey. It's gonna be a good Christmas this year.
Well, dude, one of the things that I think that they're gonna talk about, that Trump is going to talk about, is the economy right now. Mm. And I saved this video of this guy who had an order. He basically went into his Walmart app, okay? Mm. He placed an order where he ordered like 40-something items in 2022. And he went to just reorder all. And you see what the price is now. Mm. And I was like, I was taken back. I was like,
oh, okay. So he saved the exact order.
It stays on your thing. Because I have the Walmart app, and you can look back at your whole history of what you bought.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So he went, how many years back did he go?
2022.
So just 2022. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So just watch this video. It's like a minute, but like, I knew it was bad. I didn't know it was this bad.
Okay.
I feel like I'm going to be sick. I just like.
Hold on. I feel like I'm going to be sick.
Yeah.
He probably just saw that image of Biden that you just showed.
Yeah, man. I don't know if you're from the South or from Portland.
Man, I got to clip that guy's voice right there and use that. I feel like I'm going to be sick.
That is a fucking clip right there, dude.
Whole shimmy meatballs off.
Jesus. God dang it.
I feel like I'm going to be sick.
Yes.
I just looked through my Walmart history. And I found this, like, Walmart order from 2 years ago for the whole month worth of groceries. 45 items cost $126. A whole month of groceries just for me, basically. But I did notice this reorder all button, and I wanted to see how much it would cost now. Now?
Oh, my God.
This order of 45 items for 1 month would have cost $414. That is four times more. How the fuck? How? Like, what?
See, yeah, it's a perfect video to sum it up. Like, the boiling frog. We don't notice this shit until we're in it, and we go, where the fuck did time go, and how did we get here?
Yeah. Yeah, I would love to look at that. I would love to look at that more. I wish I knew. I wish he showed his order and, like, what, you know, actually compared the two. Because all Trump
needs to do is pull up that video. Be like, pull it up.
Pull it up.
The video.
Yeah, they're going to call it like a...
cue the video, guys.
You're gonna make
I think I'm
going to
be sick, too.
They're going to say, this is some sleazy fake. You know what I mean? Like, this guy's full of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're going to make some
There's a cheap
up.
Fake and a sleazy fake.
I have the Walmart app here. I'm going to pop this open real quick. I want to see...
Do you have, like, full grocery orders on there, though?
I might, man, because I don't know. I think a lot of it's probably... I don't know. Every time we go to Walmart, I think this thing saves it. So, my items...
Weird.
Here we go. Reorders. Okay, let me see what we got. Let me see what we got.
Go as far back as you can.
List. David's List. I don't know if that favorites. Nope, I don't have anything there.
David's List sounds like a porn site.
It does sound like a porn site.
It does.
Da, 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 da. David's List.
Or like, you know, like used auto parts, you know? Go to David's List. You can get yourself a motor half price for a Chevy Cavalier.
Yeah, dude, I'm trying to figure out. I wish I knew how to. Oh, here we go.
Yeah. No, my first car, dude.
How do I find this shit, man? Currently, I don't have, here we go.
I have no idea. But that's just, it's the sign of the times. And
I don't
know. You know what? Did you guys know it was that bad? I mean, it depends on the area, of course, where you live.
I did. Well, I've noticed it lately. Mostly, not necessarily because of the price of everything. I haven't, like, dived in. My wife does, like, the big shopping lists. And lately, she has gone from just ordering everything all from one place.
Oh, here we go. I found it. Right.
Doing it online from all from one place to like doing it individually. Like, I'll get this here, but I'll get these over here, and I'll get this over at this place.
Especially
because like it's cheaper like where you go. And she's having to do that to keep it within the budget we have normally spent.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I can see how that works, right? You're just being more conscious about what you're...
Yeah,
you
know, because, like, if sales. We were to order it all from one place, it is more expensive than it was. Like, holy crap, we're spending way more money. So we have to, like, divide it up between all these different places just to get it back down.
Yeah, because I've noticed meat specifically. I mean, if you want to get, like, 93.7, like, just, like, a couple pounds of ground beef, it's, like, $5. It's over $5 a pound. And I'm like, that's fucking ridiculous for ground beef, dude. Because I remember, Dave, when you were, like, at the store, it was, like, $2 a pound.
$2?
Maybe less than that. Right? Like, 170-something a pound for ground beef.
No, I mean, we had... we had sales and stuff where we could get it down to about $2 a pound on sales, but it was the low twos. I mean, definitely low twos, and it's definitely not that right now. I mean, it's not. Ground beef, as a whole, I mean, sure, I would argue that. See, what I want to do is I want to be honest and say, like, absolutely prices are up. You know, I'm still in the grocery business. I still see the prices. I still remember a lot of the prices from back in the day, and the prices are up, man. Things like ground beef, that it's a process, right? I don't want to call it a processed food, but it is. It's not a primal. They don't they don't whack it up and put it on the shelf. They actually have to grind it, and that costs, you know, there's a little extra to it. But some things are more expensive, some things are not. I mean, that's just what it is, man. Like, so everything's gone up a little bit, but that's why I was curious of what the guy ordered. You know, if I'm trying to be fair, what did you order, right? Are these companies jacking prices up? Are they bigger sizes?
We can see just on there.
Yeah,
you
just
saw
in that
like
picture,
things.
He had Fritos, chili cheese Fritos. And like,
yeah, chili cheese Fritos, yeah. Which
that's
are fucking expensive anyway.
Groceries.
Well, those are fucking delicious. I mean, I would pay the price for those.
Oh, man. They are. I think they're my son's favorite chip.
Are they?
Chili cheese Fritos. Can't go wrong.
No, he had Wheat Thins just in the picture. He had Wheat Thins and, the chili cheese Twists. It looks like. Or
what?
The barbecue twist. Fritos barbecue
that
twist.
Motherfucker got 3 bags of Fritos. Look at that shit.
Yeah, 3 bags of those
three
and 3 bags
of fucking Wheat
and
Thins.
3 boxes of Wheat Thins.
Oh.
But he said it was a Wheat month's Thins. Worth of food.
Yeah.
Bro, I mean, do you ever go to the store and you just go, I'm going to get 4 bags of chips? By yourself. I'm 4 fucking, like, come on.
Only if I'm having, like, a barbecue or something.
Right? Like an event? Mm.
But, I mean, if you're buying a month at a time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I go weekly. You know what I mean?
I go once a week. I feel like you get fresher food that way, man. You just
we do
supply.
It like every we go like every 2 weeks. We go every paydays.
I'm looking through this, man. I found some 2023s.
Okay.
But the problem is they're mostly toys. So I'm not. Oh, here's 2 items: dog food and a flower.
Okay.
Odd. Odd choices.
That is a very odd choice. I got to be honest with you.
It was like Mother's Day or something. He's like, "Oh, I gotta get some flowers."
Yeah,
and he's
Valentine's
like, actually, we need
some food for the
also.
Dog.
I bought
unless
I
he
bought,
got the food for the dog for Valentine's
pet
Day too.
Food,
you know what I mean?
2023. Okay. Shit. I bought pet food. It was $28.96. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I bought poinsettia for $7.47. That was that purchase. But the problem is, I don't see anything that says you can reorder this motherfucker.
Oh.
Oh.
So do you think he's lying?
All right, I can add so the dog food was $28.96. Okay, Pedigree. I'm not saying it's a great brand, but whatever that big bag is, you know, the big one, $28.96. Mm-hmm. I'm going to add it to my cart right now. Boosh. Kadoosh. I think I just added it. Okay. Let's see what it comes up at now. See, I don't think that's right. $28.96.
Oh, so is it giving it like prices now?
So I'm curious now if they don't. Well, no, it showed my receipt, though. Is it the same price? Hmm. Is that the thing? Is that the same price?
I have no idea.
Interesting.
This could
maybe
be,
we should
I mean,
do a little
this
bit
could,
dig.
This could be a fake video. Who knows?
No, I think he... Listen, I think he's right.
I think he's being honest, but you never know.
I think he's right. Now, here's the thing. I don't want to... We don't know what he had, right? And I can attest that there are... Most things are more expensive, absolutely. I just don't know... what's 45 divided by 400? What is that right off the top of your head? Do you guys know what that is? If you're just...
45 divided by what?
445. 450.
I mean, a little less than $10, or I mean, a dollar per item, right?
So
or ten
nine,
bucks.
$9.20 per item.
Yeah.
You know what did you buy? You know what I'm saying? Because even if you just look at like bag of chips, that's not $9. Mm-hmm. He got 6 bags of chips. So 6 of those products that were. See, here's the problem. Without showing the list, think about this. Without showing the list, we don't know what he purchased. Exactly. One item could have been in there that has increased 10 times. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
True. That's
and,
true.
And that, because he didn't show us all the items in order, that one item could shift that money that much, right?
Yeah, but...
I feel like Uncle would be sick.
Yeah.
Dude, we still need to clip that fucking shit.
Absolutely.
I feel like I'm going to be sick.
Yeah. And you know what sucks is I'm not trying to argue this because I'm trying to give a win to fucking Biden. He's fucking screwed this economy. I'm just trying to be honest that, like...
We all know it's Putin's price hike, right?
Let's not kid ourselves here, guys.
I mean, Putin's to blame.
You're right, man.
Well, now Kim Jong-un, too, because they're like buddy-buddy now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Isn't North Korea sending their army or their warriors over to Ukraine?
Yeah, he's helping provide weapons to them or something like that.
Oh, boy.
Kazakhstan, dude. Those guys, they're fucking us. They've been fucking us.
Kazakhstan? Still?
You heard about that.
No, I haven't.
Oh,
what? Borat's what fucking us?
What happened? I don't know what happened. I feel like it's them. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
That name alone just makes me want to go, it's them. You know?
It's the.
Yeah. You ever look at it like a bar and you're there and you're just like, that guy right there. I don't like that guy.
Yeah. That's always the guy with the mustache. Yeah, man, the weird mustache.
Well, his name's Stan. And that's why you get so triggered with any country with Stan at the end. You know what I mean?
Oh, true.
Pakistan. Yeah. Pakistan.
So it's not even that we just don't like the Middle East or something. It's the fact that like the name
we just hate
really
Stan.
We just hate Stan.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. All those Stans out there, you guys are cool.
Because if we had a bunch of Kazekka Karens, we wouldn't like that either. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, dude. And that I heard that they tried to get that name.
Kazekka Carls.
Kazekka Carls.
Why not just call it Karen Stan?
So to end it, what do you think is actually going to happen tomorrow? Is it going to be like just a smooth? This is how it is. Kind of like it's just kind of boring. Biden gaffes a few. They cut Trump off a little
bit.
Exactly.
What do you think?
Yep. Okay. That's exactly what I think. Yeah. I think it's going to be underwhelming. I feel like Trump will like come out with some pretty good blows here and there.
Yeah.
I feel like Biden won't really have much to go off of. I think he will have some blunders. He's going to be like stuttering here and there. You never know. He might be juiced up, as you guys say, but I don't know. I feel like he'll just be like low energy like he always is.
I think Trump's going to come out. He's going to announce his VP.
Do you think he'll actually announce it?
I'll bet you on that.
I think that he might announce his VP.
He's not going to announce that until July 20th. July 20th.
July 20th of...
Okay. Yes.
I think he's going to announce tomorrow. I think that if you want my honest opinion, I think Joe Biden's going to look really bad, really fucking bad. And my hope is that Trump doesn't give them something to turn the focus to him.
I want him to stay pretty chill.
Yep.
Let Biden fumble the whole thing.
I want him to hold the lighter under the fire and just let that thing burn because we know it's going to. That's what I want him to do. And I think he'll announce his VP, and I think that'll get a clap or not a clap. Who knows?
I don't think he's going to announce the VP. I don't know when he will, but I don't think he'll announce it. But I do think it's going to be very telling about how bad Joe Biden actually is. When's the last time he's actually stood and had to talk in front of people for that long?
It's been a while. Where there's actually questions being asked.
Yeah, I mean, like, he's going to have to go against Trump. When's the last time he talked to Trump
in the same room?
When
was the last time he talked to somebody who was actually speaking to him about something he already didn't know was being said? Because that's usually what they hand him paperwork.
Well, he's going to know the questions.
Yeah, but he's not going to know what somebody's saying. And he's used to only talking to people that already know what he's going to say, and he knows what they're going to say.
Exactly. When's the last time he has had to defend himself in front of somebody,
last debate they had together.
Yeah.
I hope he does that thing he just did the other day where he, you know, when the reporters were just yelling, trying to get his name, he goes, because if he does that, he loses.
Like Trump goes off on something and his mic turns on and he goes,
he's like the dog.
That's going to be the real tell is like when Trump is talking, will Biden's mic accidentally, quote unquote, come on?
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And just hear him breathing. He does that guy who's like, or the dog guy. Who's explaining the dog attack? And he's like, he just was a rabid dog. You know?
Or the scene from Bruce Almighty, the news anchor guy.
Oh, yeah.
The Steve Carell character.
Yes.
And my tiny nipples went to France.
Oh, squeeze them.
Dude, listen, who knows what's really going to happen, but it's going to be, I think a lot of people are going to watch it. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah. I think the numbers are going to be pretty big, actually, for that one.
Hell yeah. We'll see. I'll be watching.
Cheers to you all. Cheers to Rumble, man. I'm glad we're here.
Cheers to all you guys. Thank you guys for coming and watching the show.
Thank you for all the Super Chats, donations, whatever they're called over here. Though.
Yeah. Rumble Rants. And if you're not part of Patreon already, jump your ass over there. We're doing the Zoom call this Friday, right?
I think so.
We're doing a Zoom party this Friday, the day after the debate, so we'll have plenty to talk about, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Oh, yeah. See y'all later.
Later, guys.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.